Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Giant Psychology Today, disinformation hit piece by the drug pushers and their priest guild who want to take over our society. They've already taken over the public schools where they wantonly have their way with the children. Close to 70% of foster kids drugged by them. I'm going to break that down coming up in 40 minutes. We've got Representative Jim Guest coming up about the Myack report and hearings there and all the big new developments on that front. But going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, I haven't had you on in a few weeks, even though gold's been creeping up that whole time. It's gone up, I don't know, what's 9.55 to 9.76, basically. It's 9.75.90. That is just a huge $20 move right there alone. And explain to people in layman's terms, you bought this gold and the silver at a much lower price, but you're not raising it because the market's gone up, as most gold and silver brokers do. You're keeping it at the old lower price.
Well, I'm holding it because I bought the inventory at a certain level. And I just try to be smart about this. I try to use my 30 years of experience to, you know, to flush out and figure out what are the lows are and then buy. And then I just sit on that inventory until the prices go up or sell some of it at that point in time. People need it. Yeah, you're right. The prices are lower at this point, and I can't replace this inventory and sell it at the prices that I'm selling it for today. I'll be losing money. And I'll be out of business shortly if I continue to do so. So what I have right now are some coins that are, you know, I mean, Lakotas are going to be up almost $2 from where they are right now. The British Sovereign at 266, to give you an example, that coin would be closer to 271 to 275. The franc right now at 216 is going to be closer to 219 to 221. So relative to spot where it is today, you can see that gold is going up. Anybody with a brain can go take a look and see gold is breaking loose. It's going upward and has had a lot of resistance when it starts hitting that 945 level and it doesn't want to go lower. So there's not a whole lot of success with the sellers in the marketplace, but the buyers are winning right now. And the time of the year, too, historically, this is a better time for gold. In addition to this, we have about 200 to 300 banks right now that are sitting on the chopping block ready to fail. You know, that big one.
That's right. That's been government announcements between 200 and 500 is the numbers I've seen. Why is Bloomberg, another big financial publication, saying they believe gold's going to go completely crazy? Because of the inflationary trillions that are now starting to trickle into the economy?
Yeah, that's what's going on. I mean, there was all that TARP money and everything. It's about velocity. As soon as that money actually enters into the system and starts moving the prices upward, that's when gold is going to look really good. And it's so the money is there. It's all debt money, but it hasn't entered into the system where it can start driving prices.
And it's kind of like Goodfellas when they rob the airport of the diamonds and they're not supposed to spend any of it, but everybody starts spending it. The bankers have said they can steal the $23.7 trillion and the tens of trillions worldwide on top of it, but if they only buy highways, roads, other banks, then it won't cause inflation. That's why they pay banks not to loan. But if anybody starts spending it, it makes inflation start and ruins it for them. Now, obviously, they can't help themselves. They're spending it on houses, on cars, on things, and that's why inflation and commodities are about to go absolutely crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to give Midas Resources, the owners of Genesis, you're not only getting a great deal, you're also supporting the network with the tiny markup that Ted puts on the gold, which is completely overshadowed and dwarfed by the fact that he's selling it to you when the market's up by 50, 60, no, excuse me, even more money. You bought this at 905, and some of this other gold at like 911, 920. And you're talking just huge amounts of savings here. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
The brokers are there right now. Get out of some of that paper while you still can. 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend's soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend's Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend's soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us today. We're an hour and 8 minutes into my syndicated radio show, but we now begun today's simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, you can watch live, see the documents, the articles, the video clips we're talking about. All the great radio listeners can hear it over the radio on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the internet and satellite, or the 170-plus thousand people a day now downloading the free podcast. You go to InfoWars.com, click on the Listen Live area, and go to the subpage. You can find the podcast subscription right there. Coming up in about 45 minutes before Max Kaiser joins us from Paris to break down the latest economic developments and also the police state developments and Obama's sliding approval numbers that continue to fall at record rates, I'm going to cover this story out of Psychology Today, the house organ of the priest class that are pushing all of their drug ads on us and that want to drug, according to the New Freedom Initiative's internal documents, 50% of school children, saying half are mentally ill at least. They're making everything a mental illness so that they can be the priest class that drug us and run our lives. And so we're going to break down this amazingly distorted hit piece coming up. And it's so shoddily done. Do you see this photo here for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers? My sister took this photo. We had so much media a few months ago asking for photos. I said, why don't I get a professional photographer in here? My sister is one and got a college degree in that. And or she will in like a couple months when she graduates. She's in her last semester. And so she came by and took some photos. And I said, yeah, you can have the photos, because they're so lazy they wouldn't send somebody to get one. But you got to put her name under the caption. Give credit. Look where they gave photo credit. Way down at the bottom corner. They couldn't even get their computer formatting right, much less proofread it. I mean, and the whole story, you know, they kind of imply in here I'm crazy when I said that I've been visited by the FBI, but I couldn't talk about it. I was under a federal subpoena gag. Now it's in the Associated Press and Wired magazine why I was under that gag. And other media said I was just making it up. They were never here. Oh, really? Well, now their names are public and part of the court record. That they were here because some idiot made threats against police by name and where they lived in my message board. I wasn't in trouble. That idiot was in trouble. People are like, why did you give it to them? They subpoenaed it. They came here. They got those names. Okay, so that's what happened. But side issue, that's delusional in here. Yes. But see, showing how full of crap this guy is, back at the time I said, I can't tell you. It's a subpoena. I'm under a federal subpoena saying not talk about it. The court ordered that. And the son of a bitch didn't believe that. Excuse me. I mean, there's just no end to these people. I mean, I don't lie about anything, okay? I occasionally get something wrong, and when we do, we come here and tell you, because all that matters is our credibility with you. All we want is to be truthful. I want to be a moral good person. I apologize to Representative Guest for being ungenteel. Representative Jim Guest of Missouri, a Republican, represents DeKalb County and parts of Clinton, Buchanan, and Gentry counties, District 5, in the Missouri House of Representatives. He was elected to the House in November 2002. He's on several committees, and he is now sitting in the committee to hear public testimony on the MIAC report that we broke. I had TV news here, and it was a conspiracy theory that we broke the MIAC report. No, we broke it. Kansas City Star admits that, and I don't care about the credit, but I made the Obama deception. I did get the report from two different state police officers, one in California, one in Missouri. We did break the DHS report. We did break the InfraGuard. We did break the clergy response teams. We did break the FEMA camps. We did, I'm just tired of everybody attacking me saying I'm a liar when I'm not. But see, they are trying to lie to you. They think you're stupid. And they think that if they just say everything I'm saying is a lie, that we'll all get tied up in arguing about whether I'm a liar or not. Instead of, it's like this, the executive order. Then we're going to Representative Jim Guest. Just Google for everybody on screen at prisonplanet.tv. And on the radio, type this in. Executive order quarantine. Now, the first link that comes up under Google Web, executive order quarantine, is CBS News with the executive order with a link to it that openly states that I got distracted by what they had up on screen there. What was the search I was telling you? That openly states quarantines and lockdowns of cities. Now, then we have a debate whether that's true or not. The executive order says it. It didn't come up at startpage.com. Do it in Google. Startpage is a great search engine, but to get that response, you need to do it in Google. Okay? All right, let's go Representative Jim Guest here right now. Representative Guest, good to have you here with us, sir.
Alex, it's good to be here, and it's good to be on your show continue to fight for the sovereignty and the freedom and the rights of the people of this country, which continually are being challenged, that's for sure.
Well, sir, you were the first person to be nationally interviewed, if memory serves, when the MIAC report broke. Did InfoWars.com break the MIAC report?
Absolutely. I think I got somebody sent me a copy of an email that morning, and I kind of questioned whether it was true or not. And shortly after that, you called me, and I think we did an interview that afternoon. So you were yes, you broke the story. You're the first one that I knew about it from, yes.
And again, I just, this is what the establishment does. And I have to respond to some of it, but if I spend all my time, it's like responding to the media about whether or not they're setting up a Bank of the World for global governance, when it's in all the federal documents, all over the news, they'll simultaneously say they're doing it, but then if you say you don't want world government, they say you're a liar.
So true, yes. You know, I think the last few years, more and more people are realizing this one world government, what's going on. They can see the influences of it out there. They can see the indicators, and they can see the trend that we're going to. So I think more and more people are realizing what you and others have been forecasting or warning people about are coming true here now.
Well, sir, we've got you here because you and others called for hearings. You first called for hearings. Some of the state officials got disciplined. The lieutenant governor came out and had press conferences against it, and it became a national issue. Representative Guest, can you recap what's in MIAC, what happened, and now the new discoveries coming out in the committee that the anarchists appeared to be government provocateurs? They've been caught in other states and cities like Denver last year, confirmed as provocateurs, Denver Post. Provocateurs at In the Fed Rally is the PrisonPlanet.com headline. Can you tell us what the committee is finding?
Yeah, we've had three hearings. The first one basically was in the state capitol, and at that point we had the Highway Patrol, the MIAC people there, and they kind of obviously defended the program. They told about how it came about and what they were using it for. Ironically, in all the description, when they told about how the MIAC was functioning, they never listed terrorism or potential terrorists that they were using it for. They were using it for sharing of information within the state on thefts and stuff like that that was going on. You know, they do have to have a sharing of information, but I thought it was ironic that they didn't talk about what the report that came out, which is the modern militia movement, that tended to gloss over, ignore that. So that was,
well, that's it. Everything's a lie. In fact, I saw them on Missouri News Online. They came out and said, we're just trying to stop bank robbers.
Right.
When the whole issue is about their report written by the feds, distributed by them, first they said it wasn't real. Then they come and say it's about bank robbers. No, it's about Ron Paul bumper stickers and people getting pulled over. In Missouri, people with Ron Paul material being frisked, being searched, being asked why they have money in their wallet. But oh, no, this is about bank robbery. See how they always deceive? They're not wrong. They know they're deceiving. It's a game.
That's true. And like I said, that's what most of it was. We had a couple citizens that testified at that point. The next one was in St. Charles, just outside of St. Louis. And we had a lot of citizen commentary, input, testimony there. They started asking some pointed questions. We had somebody from the Illinois, I think what they call there, not DIAC, and I was rather disturbed to listen to what they were giving us there. Because basically we ask the question, you know, if you gather information on citizens when you make a stop, what can you find out if your information, if your name's on that list, and basically through the Sunshine Law, Freedom of Information, or some other way of getting that, they basically said, no, you're not going to be made this. And they had somebody there trying to defend the MIAC stuff. And where he really went wrong was when he tried to say that the Patriot Act, if you read that, you'd really understand why that was needed. And that certainly fired up the committee members. So
well, sir, I received from inside the FBI their training videos that they give their officers, their agents, and they're given to local police. And it says if somebody's got binoculars or a cell phone or sleeping bags or maps, to go ahead and put them in the terror database for life. And this is designed, just like England, to put everybody on a list so they can claim probable cause on you.
Absolutely. And so, if they stopped me at some point and asked to search my car and I said no because I had no reason to, and if for some reason they did, they would. I would be on that list because they might find a shotgun in my trunk. They might find a box of shotgun shells or something like that, you know, which any sportsman or anybody that can legally carry that should do. So.
And by the way, Mr. Guest, Representative Guest, we're going to break.
Yeah.
You're not joking. If
no,
you have a gun,
not.
If you have a map, if you have a cell phone, it's so wide it's meant to put everybody in secret police databases that go to the federal level, and we have the internal FBI training videos on this. We played it yesterday. We need a huge report at InfoWars.com very soon on this. Stay with us, Representative Guest. We really appreciate you.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más.
Representative Jim Guest of Missouri is with us. He's the guy that really blew the whistle on Mayak and his state and called the state police and confirmed it was real. For a week or so, the media just said I was making it up and put out a fake report. Now look at this, socialism sauce. We just got mailed this with Obama on it. I guess we'll be put in a terrorist database because of this. But I don't want to just glaze over this, what the representative is telling you. We have the training manuals. We have the training videos. We know. And 2 years ago, a head federal marshal in Denver came out and said that they were ordered to put families, children, they had a quota to put innocent people on a terror database for the rest of their lives so that they could go back to Congress and Homeland Security and say, look, we put this many people on the database. And that meant a little kid taking a photo out the airplane window. That meant someone ordering a vegetarian lunch at one of the kiosks. They're just secret police all over. And this is the core of secret police. And they use it and sell it in the name of fighting foreign terrorism. But now they flip the whole deal to say it's for the American people. And that's what the MIAC report and the Homeland Security. Remember day one I said that's a Homeland Security report regurgitated by the state. They have to get their federal money. And then the DHS report came out and it was word for word. So this is the secret police putting you in a database for literally no reason to create the perception that there are terrorists everywhere. Representative Guest, continue with what happened in these hearings.
Okay, thank you. We, like I said, we had our hearing in St. Charles, just outside of St. Louis. There were several pointed questions and testimonies by individual citizens who wanted answers. The chairman of the committee tried to tell us at the beginning of these hearings that we're not supposed to dwell on the modern militia movement. Well, that's what prompted all of this. So obviously, a large number of people were very concerned, those who had been almost pointed out. At our hearing in Kansas City, Daryl Casso, who was the vice presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, was actually there because he was second to Chuck Baldwin and very much involved in being pointed out there. And he gave some very good testimony of why he thought it was dangerous and the danger to that. So we, and there was a couple of law enforcement from Kansas City tried to justify why and how they could use information in the MIAC and the sharing of information. You know, we do want sharing of information within the state for drug task force and stuff like that.
Yeah, but let's be clear. It's saying libertarian bumper stickers, Ron Paul bumper stickers, anti-UN stickers. Stop them. Put them in a database, list them as like Jews in Nazi Germany to later be picked up. That's what this is. This is the police being turned into federalized political police like right out of the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany.
When we asked them what in Kansas City, the law enforcement there, what they did with this, he said, well, you know, he did send it down to people to review in his command. I said, you know, what did you see in there that prompted you to do this? Who did you think was dangerous in there? Of course, he could not answer that. So it's again, he was going through his training to send it down and compile this list of so-called terrorists. What you're talking about says common militia symbols, and underneath says political and anti-government rhetoric, and below that is the political paraphernalia, which included the Libertarian Party. There is no doubt who that they were targeting with this. And, you know, we, of course, here in Missouri, they said that they will no longer issue any strategic reports, but I'm not sure how we know that that will be the case. But then we'll continue to have one more hearing here. The citizens are coming out and asking some very pointed questions. And we'll have probably in about 3 weeks, I think, the report will come out with our suggestions on this. A large number of people have said, you know, all the way from disbanding the MIAC to an obvious oversight committee. And what I want to know is, my question, which I haven't gotten an answer from yet, can anybody in Missouri or any other state find out if they're on the watch list, if they're in the data file for whatever reason why they've been stopped? You know, I think any citizen of this country needs to know whether they've been followed. Just like our watch list and the no-fly list, you know, they got, what, hundreds of thousands of people on there. And people who shouldn't be on there and they have a common name they're on. And the same thing's going to happen in this list here that's coming out of this MIAC thing or this huge database that exists.
And let's be clear. We just discovered this at the Missouri level. It's come out in Virginia and Tennessee and California. It's all the same in general terms. Some are even worse where they just list everybody. And we've got to dig up that article from 2 years ago in the Denver Post where the federal marshals went public, the air marshals, saying we've been ordered to put innocent people on databases for life for quotas. Stay with us, Representative.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
We are back live. We're going to be going to Tony Pacheco here in just a moment. Freelance writer, we want to get his perspective. He's been at these hearings on the Mayak Report in Missouri, a window into the secret police world of every local police department, state police, totally federalized, spying. We showed you internal FBI training videos where they say cell phones. That, cue it up to that. Cell phones, video cameras, sleeping bags, maps. And, of course, this has all separately come out, that the Texas report that we also broke years ago, but 2004, written by the feds, said if somebody's wearing blue jeans, they can be a terrorist. So it's basically everybody's a terrorist but the government, the real terrorist staging the terror attacks. I want to go to Tony here in just a minute, and I want to keep Representative Guest on with him. But Representative Guest, it came out in testimony, and we have a story written on this with links to it, that there were provocateurs at the Fed rally, and they were overheard saying, yeah, we can't even get them to jaywalk. We're not going to be able to arrest them. And in Denver last year, the police had to admit they did stage attacks on themselves. The Canadian Royal Mounted Police got caught at the SPP meeting doing this. Can you tell us about provocateurs, anarchists at the in the Fed rallies and now confirmed at the Tea Parties?
I guess they must be. I speak of one, so I must be one of them. I asked that question at those end of the Fed rallies there in Kansas City because I spoke them. I said, I asked the people, I said, do you watch these infiltrate them? And they said, no, we don't, we're not of concern of. However, I have trouble believing it because we see some people at those rallies that we do not recognize and they just don't fit in. So that's our concern is that there will be those provocateurs, somebody to stir some up, created instant to justify taking action against these people, protesting the Federal Reserve or protesting what these MIAC reports have done. So at some point, I think I'm concerned, afraid that that's what's going to happen to justify this. And the other problem we have is the Department of Homeland Security has an interest. They put money into it. And I think they have undue influence on what's going on. The people in these MIAC groups say that, you know, they deny that, say that's not the case. But then they do say, you know, well, they are a source of funding to us to keep some of our organizations going. So,
well, that's what these threat fusion centers are, is where they're moving generally in former federal buildings or former National Guard armories all over the country. They move the county, the city, multiple counties and cities into one roof. The feds give them cars, helicopters, armored vehicles, dial in to the systems that track cell phones real time, to the federal cameras, the face scanning, the license plate reading cameras. And they're just totally federalizing police. They send them out to spy on everybody and then report people back into these databases that are just full of made-up enemies list and innuendo. My dad got pulled over a couple years ago in East Texas driving back from our family ranch at about 10 o'clock at night, and the guy said, yeah, the cameras flagged you. And people that don't believe this, just Google town runs every plate of every car. And you'll see it in Florida and Indiana and Texas. And the feds pay grants to put these in. And my dad was driving through this little town, flagged as Alex Jones, because I had an old car that I'd sold him. My dad will never buy a new car, so I at least sold him one of my old cars. It's not that he's a penny pincher. He's just from the country. He doesn't buy things. He's got shoes with holes in them and, you know, everything else. So I sold him this car for next to nothing. So it had my name on it, and they pulled him over, and they got it, and they said, are you Alex Jones? You know, I've got you in the database. This said, proceed with extreme caution. And my dad said, how do you know that? And they said, well, we have this whole database on you now that the feds gave us. So my daddy gets to get interrogated because of me. I mean, that's this country's Nazi Germany.
There's somebody looking over your shoulder at all points. And my question I had here in Missouri is why is the MIAC headquarters, which is supposed to be under the direction of the Highway Patrol, located on a military base? And I haven't got an answer back to from that question yet.
It's just amazing that all of this is going on. I mean, obviously, it's by a military base because you can pull up. In fact, guys, Google this for everybody or startpage.com for everybody if you can. The term Army liaison officers or Army officers in local police departments, and you'll get hundreds of hits where they go, oh, the Army's just part of our department now. Representative Guest, have you heard the new report that's come out of the Hill newspaper and out of the Progressive, that now the Army wants 400,000 troops on the streets of America to, quote, deal with domestic extremists? 400,000 troops. I mean, this is really happening.
You know, that's our fear, is that we'll have martial law declared and we'll already have these federal troops in place around here, and no longer will your local law enforcement be in control, but it'd be the military. So that's just one step towards going in to that point.
Representative, I want to bring up Tony, who is a freelance writer for The Examiner. He wrote some great stories, very informative, for TheExaminer.com. Chuck Baldwin, 2008 VP candidate, Castle testifies regarding MIAC. And Tony, it's great to have you up with us.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Hello, Mr. Guest. How are you?
I'm fine.
Tell folks, just from your perspective, what you've seen at these hearings.
Well, it's pretty interesting. Obviously, the majority of the time was spent on the MIAC reports themselves, but it was pretty interesting what came out with Dr. Sissy Spraggan's testimony. And I got a hold of her last night and got her to elaborate a little bit more on what happened. So if you don't mind, I can go into that for just a minute.
Yes. And Tony, I want to get this right. Is it Pacheco or Pacheco?
It's Pacheco.
Pacheco, great.
Yeah.
Please continue. Tell folks this breaking information.
Oh, sure. And just to be clear, she's under the impression that they were harmless, but her story, in my opinion, will kind of say otherwise. She was, she basically said that they were trying to recruit them to cause trouble, and then she went on to say that there was four or five of them, rather young. And that they were trying to get him, to basically go and disrupt traffic. And, that was one of the four things that Army Defense report that on IndeFed, to go out and spy in, that was one of the four things that said that they were trying to avoid.
Yeah, and then that's always the blueprint. The Army says these may be terrorists. Now, they try to block traffic. They're terrorists. That's a violation of infrastructure protection. Then the Army can get involved. And we wrote a big story with all the declassified examples of the feds and the states doing this. We've got to have people at every event who basically stake out these events to surveil the people who are surveilling or counterintelligence. Because if we just expose the police and the feds a few more times, and start demanding some jail time, because it's criminal to try to go out either with provocateurs or with feds themselves or agents themselves and try to get people to commit crimes. That is a crime. That is not just entrapment. That is criminal. Representative Guest, I mean, it's one thing to ask somebody, hey, you want to buy some drugs? And courts have said that's bad, but not really illegal. But to go out and try to get people to commit crimes and try to lead people into crimes at political events so you can crack down on free speech, this is high treason.
It is. And I was just looking at my notes here that what Tony was talking about here, that when Sissy testified, she brought up the point that in the Department of Justice training manual, they call protesters low-level terrorists. So basically, they are anybody that protests anything up there, as we've said all along, goes on the list of...
See, that's my point. Two weeks ago, it came out that the Justice Department in the document says all protest is low-level terrorism. That's an actual quote that they're teaching police, military, and feds. And people who accuse us of exaggerating how bad it is, how much worse does it get? It's worse than we even remember. In fact, guys, you can Google that, protesting low-level terror, or startpage.com, that, another great search engine, and pull that up for people, because folks need to see this for themselves. Go ahead.
My point was, I think I asked her, I said, all these people protesting these rallies, the National Healthcare Plan, are they being classified as low-level terrorists? Basically, it's getting to the point, anybody who talks against the federal government or who protest or voices their displeasure in it are being classified as a terrorist or a threat to this nation or a threat to their government. And that's absolutely false. We're supposed to have a country that was based upon the freedom of speech and the freedom of expression without having any retribution taken against you. But that's not the case. We're being classified as a potential threat.
Absolutely. Tony, as a reporter at these events, continue with the provocateur angle or any other key tidbits you'd like to relay to folks.
Well, if you don't mind, could I tag on to what Mr. Guest was saying about...
Yeah, whatever you want, sir. Say whatever you want.
Okay. It all really picked up steam back after 9/11 when Bush said, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. And from then on, they kind of had an exclusive... deal with public opinion, and anybody who said anything outside of that was with the terrorists. And then now, unfortunately, President Obama has taken the hand off from Bush, and now anybody that's against their policies, are racist or otherwise. So, but it's starting to backfire. That's the point, is people can see how bad these hit pieces are. And then they go and look otherwise. So I think it's kind of blowing up in their face.
One thing that we're not getting was I was hoping the way these hearings would get more. Obviously, Alex, you're doing a great job here, but some of our local news media are not picking up on this. And I guess that's probably not too surprising that they don't want to put too much visibility on what we're doing here and the investigation and the testimony is taking place. But I was hoping we would see more media, TV coverage, even newsprint coverage of these hearings that's going on. But it seems on whether they're told to cover it up and not make it public or not. But certainly I and others that believe in the threat that's here are going to make it public as much as we can.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you. Yep. And, Tony, there's a reason. In fact, there's the article. DOD training manual describes protest as low-level terrorism. We have a link to it, and the ACLU's also got a link to it covering it. So, yes, it's real. Protesting is an act of terror because we have terrorists running our country. But, of course, these are secret. It's secret they've turned the police into secret police. It's secret they're all reporting back to the feds. It's secret that they're saying gun owners and veterans are the number one threat. And they don't want us to know that Homeland Security and NORTHCOM is for us. The feds are controlled by the offshore banks, period. They're fraudulently taking us into receivership. And if we're aware of the fraud they're perpetrating, they won't be able to get away with it. So it is essential that we expose this is going on not just in the U.S. but worldwide, and that this entire police state's been set up for us. And the good news is police and military are really waking up. They're very upset about what's happening. And but this lets us know who the federal government is. It lets us know that it's being run by very anti-American tyrants who really want to turn America into the Soviet Union.
Mr. Jones, may I chime in about the media coverage?
Yeah.
I believe I was pretty much it. I mean, I showed up, you know, and some of my family said, well, do you think any of the media will be there? And, you know, I said, well, you know, there should be maybe a camera or two, you know, and I show up and I drove past the building because I didn't see any hoopla. And then it turns out that I was at the right place. I go in there, you know, I watch the hearings, I go home, do the report. And then when I wake up in the morning, you know, I see a couple letters in my email box wanting to know more information about the hearing because I was the only one that wrote an article about it. And that's, you know, the majority of the public fits in the categories of that report. And the only reason I went, you know, is I wanted to go to these hearings, but I didn't know when they were. But thankfully, you guys posted it on your InfoWars website on last week. So, you know, I was able to go and, you know, took a vacation day from my 9-to-5 job, went out there, covered it, and you know, I'm glad to get the word out.
Well, good job, sir, and we'll continue to watch the reports you're doing, and feel free, you write great reports to file reports for InfoWars.com. Just send those into writers at InfoWars.com if you want us to publish your fine work. And the representative guest, as this continues, we'll keep checking in with you, but yeah, this isn't just a report demonizing patriots. This is about the federalization of police. Representative Charles Key, of course, of Oklahoma, and others that I've had on from Oklahoma, when they just try to have state sovereignty declaration, or when they say they're going to follow the Bill of Rights, the state police, the local police show up and change the subject and say, don't you want to stop bank robberies? We've got to spy on your neighbors. They always change the subject. They have already been federalized.
That's
most
right.
of them, most of the police chiefs are CIA or FBI. That's on record. And so we have to understand that we need to start removing these police chiefs and sheriffs and other people that are singing to the wrong sheet of music. We're the people. We run this country. And we're tired of the banking cartel coming in with a corporate takeover. And so when you've got the police trying to come in and muscle the state representatives, that's called treason.
That's pretty heavy-handed. And for the next hearing is going to be on September 9th in the southwest corner of the state of Missouri. It's going to be at Springfield. Don't have the exact location. We had people that drove from Oklahoma to testify here in Kansas City. So if people want to become a part of it and provide their testimony, that'll be their next in that part of the country.
Absolutely. Here. And call all the newspapers all over the country and say, why aren't you covering the secret police and the federalization? and the fact that the federal marshals say they're ordered to put innocent people in the databases under quotas, and there's no judge, no jury. Now they say no fly, you won't be able to buy a gun. This is all, I mean, we're all being put on list, folks, and if we let them have a chilling effect and shut us down and cower us into shutting up, they win. That's why they're coming out and saying to criticize government is now racism, to say you don't want socialism is racism. I think I saw a new clip on the Alex Jones channel this morning on YouTube of Chris Matthews saying that if you criticize all the White House servants, you're racist. If you criticize big government, you're racist. They're using this as psychological weapon to say, don't you criticize big government, racist, thinking they can use white guilt to make you go, well, okay, I don't want to be called a racist. Hey, I think I like strawberry ice cream, not vanilla. That's racist. I think I like black shirts, not white shirts. That's racist. I think, you know, I like the swimming pool at 85 degrees, not 75. Racist. I like blue skies. Racist. You know, I like to breathe air. Racist. Basically, you have no thoughts. Just the high priest of mind control and political correctness just say, shut up. Do what we say or we'll call you racist. Representative Guest, and of course, the writer also, we appreciate both of you for joining us. God bless you and take care.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Thank you. Take care.
You bet. Take care, gentlemen. We'll be right back with Psychology Today's Hit Piece on me. Stay with us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Gold has gone up $2 in the last hour. It's up over $55 in the last 2 days. Just amazing to see this meteoric rise. And Ted Anderson has the gold and silver from before at the lower price, but not for long. 800-686-2. 2237. And I want to thank Midas Resources, our great sponsor, but that is where I get my gold and silver. It's the best deal out there. When they offer these specials, you can't beat it. 800-686-2237 right now today. Lakotas, you know, way under what they're selling everywhere else for. Silver, gold, you name it. 800-686-2237. I want to thank some of the sponsors that make the show possible. Then we're going to come back for about 10 minutes. I'm going to debunk the psychology today. Then we got Max Kaiser coming up. Later in the week, I'll do a bigger one, but it's just, there's so many lies in it that, and I've got all these guests coming up. I don't want to spend too much time on it. Sponsor-wise, the online video bookstore also funds our operation. You can pre-order because it's coming out in 2 weeks. Camp FEMA, proving the FEMA camps, proving the death camps, proving what FEMA's executive orders and documents are. Amazing new film by William Lewis. You'll get it here first, available at InfoWars.com for pre-order right now. When we sell out of these Obama and Bush Joker posters, that's it. I'm not making any more. I may make another design, but of this design, that's it. So if you want the classic, iconic Obama Joker, oh, wait, that's Obama Hitler. It's all available at InfoWars.com. That also supports us. And we need support. We need to expand what we're doing, continue what we're doing. And I want to thank everybody for their support. Be sure and also support our local AM and FM affiliates and their sponsors. I want to thank folks for that. Also, some of the other sponsors are ColaBlue.com. Did you know you can be drinking fresh, clean water made right from the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Ecola Blue, with the Ecola Blue 28, will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and it will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through a 7-stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride that we spend so much time talking about on this show, and it's kept in a stainless steel tank. Get your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them online at www.ecoloblue.com. That's ecoloblue.com. Or by clicking on the banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Or give them a call at 800-691-6043. 800-691-6043. Or I can do it in the Max Kaiser voice. Coleman, how are you? I love Max. Hey, he's getting interviewed for the Ventura Show. Recommended that. I'm excited about that. Alex, I really appreciate it. All right, stop it. You know what it is? Jaron's always doing Max Kaiser. He loves Max Kaiser. I know Max is listening right now. Max, we'll get you on about 15 after next hour. So now the whole back office does the board hopping and the producing in the Max Kaiser voice. I'm not kidding. We should have a camera out there with audio we can flip on for like little shots, and you can see him and Hartman going, really? Think we should do that? Okay, take care of it. All right, anyways, that's coming up. Love Max Kaiser. You can make fun of me. Oh, whatever, Alex. MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1,800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in the blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on Max Kaiser vision. I mean, electricity. It's a perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move now. MySolarBackup.com. One word, MySolarBackup.com. Or 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. All right, that's most of the sponsoring right there. That's what funds us, and it's all great products. Get it today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.